Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Today we initiate the discussion of a new story and the subsequent teachings therein. Today is the story of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's faith in Mahaprasadam. We all have faith in Mahaprasadam. Now we're faithfully experiencing the results of lunch prasadam. This is taken from Madhya Lila, chapter 6, verse 216 through 236. This is a pastime which, of course, involves Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and takes place in Puri. It's a very nice setting. We can pretend now we've gone to Puri, Jagannath Puri. It's early in the morning. Lord Chaitanya has woken up early in the morning in Gambira, and he's going off to see Jagannath or Mangalarti. And we're walking with him. Haradina Prabhu Gela Jagannatha Darashane Darashana Karila Jagannatha Shayantane. Early the following morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Lord Jagannath in the temple, and he saw Lord Jagannath rise from his bed, Shayan Utan. So giving up his sleep or rising from his sleep. Pujari Aniyamala Prasadana Dila Prasadana Malapana Prabhu Harshahaila. The Jagannath Pujari presented Mahaprabhu with Mahaprasad and Mahagarlands of Lord Jagannath. Mahaprabhu was very pleased to receive these transcendental items. Prabhu Harshahaila. Harsha means happiness. Se Prasadana Mala Anchale Bandiya Bhattacharya Gari Aila Twara Yuktahana. Carefully tying the Jagannath Prasad, Mahaprasad, and Mahaflower Garland in a cloth, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quickly went to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Arundaya Kale Haila Prabhu Ragaman Se Kale Bhattacharya Haila Jagaran. Mahaprabhu arrived at Bhattacharya's house a little bit before sunrise. Udila Aruna Purava Bhagi Dvijamani Gora Amani Jage Bhakata Samua Loya Sate Gela Nagara Braje Tatai Tatai Bhajaloko Gana Gana Tai Jajararo. Udila Aruna. Aruna means when the sky, some light comes, avas. This is dawn, and the sky turns a little pink, Arun. Arun means reddish or pinkish. The sky in Puri was taking on a beautiful pinkish red color. Because when Mahaprabhu went to the Jagannath temple to see the Shayan Utan, it was still dark. It was black, pitch black everywhere. Now after seeing the rising of Lord Jagannath, in the early morning Mangala Artik time. Now he's left the Jagannath temple and he's come on his way to Sarvabhauma's house, which is only a few hundred meters from Jagannath temple. And the sky is reddening, the sun is about to rise and extend its brilliance over the Sri Kshetra. Everyone's gradually stretching in their beds. Sarvabhauma is stretching at Jagaran. He's about to wake up. Sarvabhauma is just rising from bed. Krishna, Krishna, sputta kahi bhattacharya jagila. Krishna namashuni prabhu ananda bhadila. As Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya rose from bed, he distinctly chanted, Krishna, Krishna. This, of course, is the injunction given in the Nitya Kritya, the daily activities of a Vaishnava, which is told in Hari Bhakti Vilas, what we should do every day. The first thing we do is open our eyelids. Oh, I'm here, I'm awake, I'm alive. And then we call out the name of our Ishtadev, for whom we are living, for whom we are existing, for whom we are breathing, moving, acting, speaking, thinking, feeling. That Lord of our heart, that Prananath. Krishna, Radha, Radha, Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe. Giriraj Dharan ki Jai, Giridhar ki Jai. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. So that's the button which activates the body, the senses, the mind. Like you have a car, you sit in a car, in some old-fashioned cars in England in the old days, you would turn the key, then you had to press a button. You turn the key and then press a button. Boom. Now it's all in one. You'll turn the key. Boom. Key in it. So this is the button, or this is the key, which turns on the devotional motor. Hopefully there's a few horsepower there, so you can get something accomplished, do something. So this holy name is the magic button which ignites the sleeping body of bhakti and puts the body of bhakti into gear. Krishna, Krishna, okay. Teeth and body and bath and dress, and then wake up the Lord and artik and puja and snan and cooking and bhagavat pat and ashtakams and preaching and prikama, cooking, cleaning, children, this, that. So many services depending on our position. And then at night we go and we lay down the bhakti body to rest, which is also seva. So now it's the beginning of another devotional day. I remember when we were in Los Angeles, one devotee, when we would wake up, he said, Prabhu, another day of devotional service. I was a new bhakti and I was thinking I'd rather have another day of sleeping some more. I said, yeah, right. Haribo, another day of devotional service. Another, I would think another day of the temple commander. But he was pretty blissful. He was a Brahmin, and he'd be eventually going out for Sankirtan book distribution. So I came to understand that was pretty blissful service myself by doing it. But he would wake up and say, Prabhu, and he would see me like, oh, do we have to get up? And he said, Prabhu, another day of devotional service. And I said, yes, yes, another day of devotional service. I would just shake my head. Yeah, okay. All glories to your enthusiasm. May I be so enthusiastic someday. So he said, Krishna, Krishna! And he woke up. Bahire Prabhurateno Poila Darshan Naste Vyasti Asti Koila Charana Vandan. Suddenly, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya noticed Mahaprabhu standing outside. And with great haste he ran to see him and offered prayers unto Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Aste, aste. Right? You get on the rickshaw and Mayapur. Aste, aste. Means jaldi, jaldi. Aste, aste. Hurry up. Aste, vyaste, asi. Charana vandan. And he came and offered prayers to his lotus feet. Vasite asanadiya dunhaita vasila. Prasadana kule prabhu tandra hatte dila. That's interesting. Bhattacharya offered a carpet for the Lord to sit upon. Prabhu was thinking, how do I translate asan? Some words you can't translate. So asan is translated as carpet. So we would just say, you offered him an asan. That word has become common vernacular in the society of Vaishnavas, just like yoga. We don't usually translate yoga into English, we just say yoga. And generally, everyone has some idea what is yoga. And vasate asadidiya, he gave him an asan to sit down on. And both of them sat there. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened the prasadam and placed it in the hands of Bhattacharya. He offered it to the hand. Prasadana pana Bhattacharya ananda haila. snana sanya danta davan yadyapi nakaila. At that time, since the Bhattacharya had just suddenly risen from bed, he had not even washed his mouth, taken a bath, or finished his morning duties. Danta davana, he said, brushed his teeth. And his sandhya, he hadn't taken a snan. Sandhya means sandhya vandana, tree sandhya vandanam, which means chanting anik, this guru mantra, Krishna mantra, and Gayatri. As a Brahmin, this is the first thing he'll do before anything. He'll rise, clean his teeth and mouth, take a bath, and then chant his Gayatri. He hadn't done anything. These are his morning duties. Nonetheless, he happily accepted prasad of Lord Jagannath from the hand of Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya prasade moner sava jhadya ghela e shloka parihana bhakshana karila. By the mercy of Mahaprabhu, all the dullness in the mind of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was eradicated. After reciting the following two verses, he ate the prasadam offered to him. It's very interesting. He calls it Monera Sabha Jadya Gela. Sabha Jadya. Jadya means like Jad Bharat, means stone like dull. He appeared to be very like retarded, Jad Bharat, for his own personal purposes. Jad Bharat, stone like Bharat, dull. Foolish Bharat, which who turned out to be such a great pundit and learned person when he spoke with the king in fifth canto. So Manera Sabajadya, his mind was dull, was stone-like, not very intelligent. This is very interesting. Kaviraj is alluding here to the fact, why does he say Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya? He was an Acharya. He's a Bhatta Acharya. Why does he say this great Brahman? He's a Bhatta. He's a great Brahmin of Orissa with so many disciples. He's an Acharya. And here, Krishna's Kaviraj is saying, he's calling him Stonehead. Hey, Stonehead, Blockhead, Stonehead, Blockhead. Monera Jadya. Monera Jadya, Sabha Jadya means completely, you're a whole head, is it? You're a rockhead. Rockhead, Stonehead, what's with you? Because although he was such an illustrious and famous exalted acharya, he was an acharya of the Advaitin school, specializing in Naya, logic and reason. And Krishna's Kaviraj considered that his attachment to logic and reason was most unreasonable. Therefore, he called him Stonehead. Because generally, these type of smarta Brahmins, these Karmakandiya or smarta Brahmins, Advaitin Brahmins, they're very, very attached to their nitya kritya, very much attached to the rules and regulations of the shrutis and smritis. You must, it's all these prohibitions, yamas and niyams. When you rise, you must do this, you must chant your gayatri, you must, before you eat, if you eat before cleaning your teeth, you're a mlecha, you're a yavana, you become a dog. If you eat before chanting gayatri, you go to so many 24 different hells. If you eat before taking snan, or what to speak of eat before you do your puja to your shalagram. There's so much condemnation there and so much prohibition and rules. Anyone who eats before doing shalagram puja will go to so many hells and burn in oil, etc., etc. So this is the law which creates fear, the fear principle. So smartas, karmakandiya brahmanas, smartas, advaitins, gyanis, etc., they very much fearfully, out of fear, dutifully follow all these yamas and niyamas of Shruti and Smriti. But here comes Lord Chaitanya, God himself, giving him an opportunity, giving him a test. Are you stone-headed? Are you a Bhaktivedanta? Are you a realizer of devotion? Have you realized devotional principles? The end of all the Vedas, aesthetic Vedanta, Radha Krishna puja worship. Have you realized the non-difference of Mahaprasadam and the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Have you realized that my bringing prasadam to you, that this prasadam is the same as Jagannath himself, Sakshat Bhagavan? has come before you in the form of this prasadam? Or will you say, wait a minute, I have to brush my teeth, I have to take a bath, comb my hair, tie my sika, I have to do vastu puja, I have to do tarpan, I have to worship the sun, worship Datri, worship Tulsi, worship Ashwat, worship my ancestors, worship my mother and father, I have to chant Gayatri. Then I can take, and then do my Shalagram puja, then I can honor some Naivedya. This would be the ordinary course of activities. So Lord Chaitanya is testing him. Are you Monera? Monera Sabajadya? So it says here, Chaitanya Prasad, Monera Sabajadya. So stonehead, blockhead, Sarvabhauma, by receiving Chaitanya Prasad, the mercy, the personal presence and darshan and the previous instructions and teachings that Mahaprabhu gave him, by the combination of that darshan, the previous instructions, and the moment, that precise moment of his testing by the Lord, he passed the test, and all the dullness and stone-headedness in his mind was removed. And then he said, yes! And he ate the prasad. It says, ana bhakshana karila. Bhakshan. He ate it right on the spot. Breakfast in bed. Jagannath Mahaprasadam delivered to your bedside. What could be better? We could only wish for such a fortune. Be lying in bed. Hey Prabhu, I bought Jagannath Prasadam. Great. Take it and go back to sleep. Dream of Jagannath. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jagannath Swami, Nayana Patagami, Nayana Patagami, Vavatu Me. There you are, you're in front of Rath Yatra on the grand road, and you're pulling the rope of Jagannath's chariot, and you're looking up this beautiful, smiling form of the Lord, reaching his arms out. Come to me, come to me. I'm waiting with open arms to accept your love in your heart. Are you ready? Will you join me? Will you surrender now? No, I'll just stay, pull this rope for a while. Keep pulling the rope. I'll keep pulling one umbilical cord after another umbilical cord after another umbilical cord. The rope is the umbilical cord. You can pull the rope tied to your mother, or you can pull the rope tied to Jagannath. If you pull the rope tied to Jagannath, then you never have to pull the rope tied to your mother. The rope tied to your mother is called umbilical cord. And by pulling the rope of Jagannath's cord, you get liberated. No more birth. If you have that purity of mind behind your actions, purity of purpose behind your feelings. So then, his mind was not dull by Chaitanya Prasad. His mind was so alert, so sharp, that not only did he immediately eat the prasad, I'm on the spot, disregarding all the yamas and niyams of brahminical life, but then he recited verses, Shushkam paryushtam vapi nittam va duradeshata prapti matrena boktavyam natra kalavicharana. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said to Lord Chaitanya, one should eat the Mahaprasadam of the Lord immediately upon receiving it, even if it is dried, stale, or brought from a distant country. One should consider neither the time nor the place. Prabhu takes Mahaprasadam. Oh, where's this from? Oh, this is from England. It looks old. I don't want. Many times you see, especially Western devotees, they're very much particular, and even they reject. And oh no, I don't want. Oh, it looks. I don't think so. It's wrapped in plastic. Maybe it's gone bad. And all kinds of mundane vichara, which is a great offense. Better we die taking the Mahaprasadam. Die in a devotional mood of submission and acceptance rather than rejection and repulsion. So this is these both verses are from Padma Puran. Nadesha niyamastatra nakala niyamastata praptam nanam jutam shishter buktavyam hara abravit. Padma Puran says, the prasadam of Krishna is to be eaten by gentlemen as soon as it is received. There should be no hesitation. There are no regulative principles concerning time and place. This is the order of the Supreme Personality of God है. Hari abravit. Hari has said. So that's certainly a great boon and benediction. As soon as Mahaprasadam comes, you take it. So now, this is the response. Mahaprabhu went in the early morning, had darshan of the rising of Jagannath. He received some Mahaprasad and some Mahagarland. He immediately bundled those things up. He went to Sarvabhauma's house. Just at the time he was rising from bed, he offered these things to Sarvabhauma. Sarvabhauma immediately understood the intention of the Lord. And he also understood that he was being tested, so his mind was no longer stone-like. By Mahaprabhu's mercy, he had realized the import of the scriptures. He had realized the real essence, the Siddhanta Sar, the essence of Siddhanta. And he responded accordingly. And he passed his test with flying colors. He passed Mahaprabhu's test with flying colors. He immediately ate the prasadam, bhokshana. This is bhokshana, bhakshana karila. Ana bhakshana karila. Immediately took the grains, the Mahaprasad. Not only, then he started glorifying it. This is a wonderful moment. And I've understood, I've realized the meaning of these verses from Padma Prana. It doesn't matter that prasad is old, stale, from a distant country. One should immediately take it, not worry about this yama or that yama, bathing or no bathing, cleaning teeth or no cleaning, Gayatri or no Gayatri. So his actions were all based on Shastra and real, and so he was, this is his Vigyan, Sarvabhauma's Vigyan. He had studied, he had heard from Lord Chaitanya, he had been taught by Lord Chaitanya. Now the Supreme Teacher, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is testing a student, testing a shishya, and then he passed the test and then cited all the reasons why he cited all the Shastric evidence behind his behavior. And what was the response of the teacher? How did the teacher respond to the test performance of his disciple? Deki anandita haila mahaprabhur man prema vishtahana prabhu kaila alingan. Mahaprabhu was very pleased to see this. Deki anandita, very pleased. His mind was very satisfied. He has learned the lesson well. Sarvabhauma has really and truly learned the lesson well. He now is a true bhakta. He is a real devotee of the Lord. There's no more smartaism in it. There's no more smarty pants in him. There's no more smartaism. Smritita. The tendency to be attached to smriti is called smarta. Anya bilashita. So ta means a tendency. So the tendency to be attached to the rules and regulations and prohibitions of smritis, it means you're smarta. So he had abandoned all these smartic considerations, and he was a genuine and true bhakta of the Lord, seeing the Lord's hand in everything and accepting the causeless mercy of the Lord when it comes with full heart and full mind and body. Mahaprabhu became ecstatic in love of God, prema vishta, became absorbed in the ecstasy of love of God. And he, alingana, he gave a warm, loving embrace to Sarvabhauma. Yes, very good, you passed the test. Very good, I'm very happy, I'm very pleased. All glories to you. Dui jane dare done karena nartan prabhu britya dunhan sparshe donhara fuleman. The Lord and the servant embraced each other, dui jane dhari, and began to dance, karena nartan. Simply by touching each other, they became ecstatic. Prabhu Britya, the Prabhu, the Master, and the Britya, Ekaleshwara Krishna Arasabhya Britya, the Master and the Britya, the servant, by sparsha, by touching each other, their minds were excited. Fuleman. They became ecstatic. Because the Lord, the devotee becomes ecstatic when he embraces the Lord, when he contacts Krishna directly. When he contacts Krishna's heart and mind directly, he becomes ecstatic. Because that ecstasy, that prema that he has within his heart has been bestowed upon him by the Lord. It's been invested in his heart by the Lord's divine mercy. So now he's offering that prema back to the Lord. So the Lord is relishing nothing but his own prema. So when the devotee touches the Lord and contacts the Lord, then he becomes ecstatic by contacting the Lord's ecstatic prema. And then the Lord, when he contacts the devotee, who is a reservoir of prema shraya, the shelter of his own love, Krishna prema shraya, the shelter of Krishna's own love, when he contacts his own love, then he also becomes ecstatic. Because the nature of prema, it's full of ecstasy. Prema is ecstasy. It is made of ecstasy, compressed ecstasy. Compressed ecstasy is prema. So when the devotee and the Lord come to prema back to the Lord, so the Lord is relishing nothing but his own prema. So when the devotee touches the Lord and contacts the Lord, then he becomes ecstatic by contacting the Lord's ecstatic prema. And then the Lord, when he contacts the devotee, who is a reservoir of prema shraya, the shelter of his own love, Krishna prema shraya, the shelter of Krishna's own love, when he contacts his own love, then he also becomes ecstatic. Because the nature of prema, it's full of ecstasy. Prema is ecstasy. It is made of ecstasy, compressed ecstasy. Compressed ecstasy is prema. So when the devotee and the Lord come together, the premi bhakta and the prema vishai, this the subject of prema, Lord Sri Krishna, alambana vishai, then the combination of the prabhu and the britya, prabhu, britya, alingana, then prema vishta, they become absorbed in ecstatic love of God. The devotee relishes the love within the Lord's heart. The devotee relishes the love within the heart of the Lord for him. And the Lord relishes the love within the heart of the devotee for the Lord. So it's a mutual relishing, a mutual tasting, and a mutual experience of ecstatic bliss. Ananda. Anandita. Sveda kampa ashudunhe anande basila prema vishtahana prabhu kahite lagila. Sarvabhauma and Mahaprabhu danced and embraced. As they did so, spiritual symptoms manifested in their bodies, ashta sattvic bhavs. They perspired, trembled, and shed tears. And then Mahaprabhu began to speak in his ecstasy. Prema vishta, being absorbed, avishta, vishta means absorbed, being deeply absorbed in ecstatic prema, ecstatic love of God. Prabhu kahite, kahite. Lagila. Mahaprabhu began to speak. So this is prema bhashya, language of love, language of prema. Prema Purushottam, Bhagavan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now is speaking to his devotee. Aji muni anyase jininu tribhuvan, aji muni karinu vaikunta arohan. Mahaprabhu said, Sarvabhauma, today I have conquered the three worlds very easily. Today I have ascended to the spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The goal of human perfection is stated here in brief. Right? Om Bhur Bhuva Swa Tat Savitur Varanyam. We have to cross over Bhur Bhuva Swa, rise beyond these three planes, sensual plane, the mental plane, the intellectual plane, rise, we have all these planetary systems, Bhurva Swa, Tat Savitura, and we have to enter the Savitri region, the region of light, the region of Jyoti, light, Savitri. We have to cross the all that light, all that Brahman effulgence, that Brahma Jyoti, Om Bhurva Swa, Tat Savitura, Varanyam. And then we can enter the Varanyam region, the worshipful region. Varanyam means the venerable, worshipable region of personalities. Varanyam Bhargo Devasya. Bhargo means Bhanu, the light, the effulgence of Radharani's Ujjala Prem, her Mahabhav. Varanyam Bhargo Devasya. Bhargo is Radharani. First we approach the Lord through his Prakriti, through his divine energy. Bhargo means light, effulgence, sun. But what type of light? It is a light, it is Ujjala. Brilliantly shining, Ujjvala. Ujjvala Braja Prem. Ujjvala Mahabhav. And that Bhargo is Srimati Radharani. Then Devasya, that Devasya is Kamadev. Kamadev Sri Krishna, the Lord of love, the Lord of desire. The play, Devasya, Deva means Divya. Divyati means playful. He engages in Leela, Leela Purushottam Sri Krishna. Ras Leela, Holy Leela, Dan Leela, Jal Keli Leela, Rati Keli, divine conjugal enjoyment. So this is Bhargo Devasya, Dhimi, and we meditate there. And then we want our intelligence to always be propelled and go in that direction. So Brahma Gayatri is taking us to, is actually Radha Govinda Yugal Gayatri for the Gaudiya Vaishnava. So this Brahma Gayatri will take us there to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. This is a commentary of Jiva Goswami on Brahma Gayatri. So Prabhupada is saying this, the goal of human perfection is stated here in brief. One has to surpass all the planetary systems of the material universe. Om Bhur Bhuva Swa. Then he has to pierce through the covering of the universe and reach the spiritual world. Go through the Savitri region, the Brahmajyoti region, where all the Vaikuntha planets are floating in that Brahmajyoti, known as Vaikuntha Loka. The Vaikuntha Lokas are variegated spiritual planets situated in the Lord's impersonal bodily effulgence, known as Brahmajyoti, Savitri. One must aspire to elevate himself to a heavenly planet. One may aspire, a foolish person, may aspire to for Swarga Mukti, Swarga Prapti. He may aspire to elevate himself to a heavenly planet within the material world, such as the moon, sun, or Venus. But if one is spiritually advanced in Krishna consciousness, he does not wish to remain in the material universe, even in a higher planetary system. Rather, he prefers to penetrate the covering of the universe and attain the spiritual world. He can then be situated in one of the Vaikuntha planets there. However, that's the ordinary Krishna Bhakta. Not so ordinary, rather extraordinary, because he's attained Salokya Mukti. He's gone to Vaikuntha. However, devotees under the guidance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they aspire to reach the topmost spiritual planet known as Goloka Vrindavan, the residence of Lord Sri Krishna and his eternal associates, Nitya Parishad. Aji mora purna hoila, sarva avilash, sarva bomera hoila, mahaprasade vishwas. Mahaprabhu continued, sarva boma, I think that today all my desires have been fulfilled because I see that you, Sarvabhauma, have acquired faith in the Mahaprasadam of Lord Jagannath. Jagannath Mahaprasad ki! Jai, 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 Jagannath. Aji Mora Purna, Purna Sarva Abhilash. He's saying, I'm so Purna, I'm complete, I'm completely satisfied. Why Sarva Abhilash? All my desires. Because now, Nani Mahaprabhu says, Ajitumi Nishkapate Haila Krishna Shraya Krishna Ji Nishkapate Toma Haila Sadhai. Indeed, Sarvabhauma, today you have undoubtedly taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. And Krishna, without reservation, has become very merciful toward you. Aji se kandila tomar dehadi bandan aji tumi china kaile mayara bandan. My dear Bhattacharya, today you have been released from material bondage and the bodily concept of life. You have cut to pieces the shackles of the illusory energy. Aji Krishna prapti yogya haila tomar man Veda Dharma Langi Kaile Prasada Bhakshan. Today your mind has become fit to take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Because surpassing the Vedic regulative principles, Veda Dharma Langi, you have eaten the remnants of food offered to the Lord. So the Lord is saying, you have transcended Vaidhi, Vidhi Nisheda. Because if you were bound on the level of Vaidhi Sadhana, On the level of Vaidhi sadhana, one is bound due to fear and duty, attachment to duty and fear. On the level of Vaidhi sadhana, one is bound by the rules and regulations, vidhi nisheda of the scriptures. I can't eat. It's against the rules to eat without brushing teeth, bathing, chanting Gayatri. This is a sin. One will go to hell. And I can show you in the Vedas so many hells you will go to if you do this. So I can't do it. So Lord Chaitanya is saying, mercy above justice, love above power. So the mercy, the Chaitanya Prasad has come. That's what Krishna's Gavraj said. Receiving the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, he became illuminated and understood, yes, I'm only rising from bed. I haven't brushed my teeth. I haven't bathed. I haven't dressed in clean cloth. I haven't done Shalagram Puja, and I haven't chanted Gayatri. But ignoring all these Vedic regulations, I will honor the Lord's Mahaprasadam. And he ate it immediately on the spot and glorified that Mahaprasadam. And Lord Chaitanya honored him and congratulated him and praised his behavior. Yes, you are a Shrestha. You are a Dvija Shrestha. You are a real topmost personality. You did the right thing. You made the correct choice. So now I see, because you are surrendered to the Lord, that your mind is fit for Krishna Ashraya, Krishna Prapti Yogya. You will very soon attain the lotus feet of Krishna, because you're not bound by the rules and regulations. You are actually Sarvam Bhattacharya, Mahaprabhu is saying, you are the example of what Lord Chaitanya is teaching in Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling, Sarva Dharman Prityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. He's saying, Krishna's saying, Gita, abandon all Vedic dharmas, all rules and regulations, just take shelter in me. What does it mean? Sarva dharma, mam ekam sharanam, mam ekam sharanam braja. Come to me, come and take shelter, eka, and only in me. What does it mean to only take shelter in Krishna? It means to only take shelter in Krishna's name, to only take shelter in Krishna's holy prasadam, to only take shelter in Krishna's holy dham, and to only take shelter in no other shelter than Krishna's devotees. There is no other shelter needed. If one has a shelter of Krishna's devotees, he doesn't need any devata, he doesn't need any devarshi bhutata nirinpratinam, he doesn't need relatives, devas, rishis, anything. If he has full shelter of the Vaishnava, Sarvadeva Mayaguru. So now, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he has taken full shelter of Jagannath Mahaprasadam. And by taking full shelter of Jagannath Mahaprasadam, in effect, Sarvabhauma has taken full shelter of Krishna. He has surrendered to Krishna. He has abandoned all other rules and regulations and formularies of the Vedas, Shrutis and Smritis. And because of that, he is showing this verse, Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. And Lord Chaitanya is appreciating that, and he's saying, yes, Krishna Prapti Yogya. You will attain Krishna by your surrendered attitude, by your surrendered action. And this we should also learn. By surrender and unify and singular fixation of the mind and heart on our one Ishtadev Krishna, we can also attain perfection. Then there's a verse quoted here. This is a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 7, verse 42, where this is again part of Mahaprabhu's reply and response to Sarvabhauma's exemplary behavior and accepting Jagannath Mahaprasadam. Lord Chaitanya has told Sarvabhauma that you have surrendered, you have taken shelter of Krishna without reservation. Now you're released from material bondage. You've cut the shackles of illusory energy. Now you're fit for taking shelter of the Lord. You surpassed all the Vedic regulations. And then Lord Chaitanya quoted this verse to Sarvabhauma. Yesham sae sha bhagavan tayad ananta sarvat manashrita parojaddi nirva. It's not really. Yesham sae sha bhagavan tayad ananta sarvat manashrita parojaddi nirvyadikam. Te dustaram antitaranti cha deva mayam naisham mamaham iti di swasrigla bhakshe. And this verse from Bhagavatam explains, Lord Chaitanya quoted, Sarvabhauma, when a person take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead without reservation, then the unlimited, merciful Lord bestows his causeless mercy upon him. Thus, that person can pass over the insurmountable ocean of ignorance. Those whose intelligence is fixed in the bodily conception, who think, "I am this body," such foolish persons are fit food for dogs and jackals. The Supreme Lord never bestows his mercy upon such people. And people that are in the gross bodily concept of life saying, "Aham de ar dehat sharir aham," "I am this body, ye sharir aham," they are fools, destined to be, they're only good of their body. The person with this kind of attachment or kind of identity, that "I am the body," he's only, the only good he can do is become food for dogs and jackals when he dies. Better he dies and let the dogs and jackals eat him up. But if he's actually surrendered to the Lord, then the Lord will give his full mercy to such a person. Prabhupada explains in his purport, "The Supreme Lord never bestows his benediction upon those fixed in the bodily conception. As Krishna clearly states in Bhagavad Gita 18:66, Sarvadharman prityajya mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha yishami ma suchaha." Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Then Prabhupada quotes another verse from the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, verse 19. Pahanam janmanamante gyanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sadurlabha. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Hetakali Mahaprabhu Aila Nijastan Sehaite Bhatyat Bhattacharyar Kandila Abhiman. After speaking to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his residence. From that day on, the Bhattacharya was free because his false pride had been dismantled. Chaitanya Charanavine Nahi Janayan Bhakti Vina Shastra Ara Nakare Vyakyan. From that day on, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya did not know anything but the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And from that day, he could explain the revealed scriptures only in relation with bhakti, devotional service. Gopinathacharya Tanra Vaishnavata Dekiya Vaishnavata Anyabhilashita Vaishnavata Dekiya Hari Hari Bali Nache Hatte Thali Dhiya. Seeing that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was firmly fixed in the cult of Vaishnavism, Vaishnavata, Gopinathacharya, his brother-in-law, began to dance and clap his hands and chant, "Hari, Hari." So this concludes the story of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's faith in Mahaprasad. It's a very nice story, and we heard some important points in relation to bhakti tattva, which we can consider and implement in our own lives when the opportunity comes. Oftentimes we receive prasadam in different circumstances, so we should not hesitate. He who hesitates is lost. There's an expression in English, he who hesitates is lost. So by hesitating and then maybe possibly making an offense verbally against the prasadam or against the bearer of mahaprasadam, one may impede his devotion. So whether you brushed your teeth or not, when Prasannam comes, you say, oh, very good, and you take something. Not that if someone brings you 3 kilos of Jagannath Mahaprasadam, and you haven't done your puja, and you haven't taken a bath, he says, oh, mercy, Jagannath Mahaprasadam, and you sit down and eat 3 kilos of prasadam in your bed. You take some small portion, you glorify Jagannath Mahaprasadam, you offer obeisances, you get out of your bed, sit on the floor, and touch to your head, you touch the Mahaprasadam to your head, then the whole contents you touch to your head, to your forehead, appreciating and showing gratitude for the causes, for receiving the causes, mercy of Brajendra Nandan, Shyamasundara Jagannath. And then you break off a small piece, a small morsel, and look for some tulsi leaf. Drop it in your mouth without touching your lips. And then you honor the Mahaprasadam. Then you say, Hari Bol, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. You dance around the room a little bit. And then you take care of the person, the devotee who brought you the prasadam. Give him some water and some seed and all these things. And then go on with your puja and your bathing and all those things. It's like this. Or you distribute the Mahaprasadam to the other living entities, dancing dogs, maybe dancing dogs there. Happy dogs, dancing. Happy dog. We were in Haridev Mandir this morning at about, left here at 5, about 6 o'clock or 6:30 or so. 6 o'clock, I guess. And Haridev gave us some Nirmalya. Nirmalya Prasad. Or Naivedya, I suppose. Naivedya. And then we were very happy, but we were happy to receive that Mahaprasadam. But we weren't as happy as the dogs. There were two puppy dogs in the temple. And they were smelling that same Mahaprasadam and seeing that same Mahaprasadam that we were carrying. We were carrying it and we were happy to receive this mercy from Haridev, Govardhan Nath, Giridhari. But they were dancing. The one dog was dancing on his back. He was dancing backwards on his back leg. He's going with his arms up like this. He's going, Prasad, Prasad, Prasad. He's literally dancing on two legs continuously, not like losing his balance. So obviously his enthusiasm for Mahaprasadam, his dancing, he was dancing dog. He wasn't a dancing dog in the hands of a woman. He was dancing for Mahaprasadam. So we duly rewarded him. And he and his kid brother and all his monkey friends also came in. It was quite a mela there. And we all took a small portion also. So this is our morning food for life program. Haridev Mandir. Dogs are dancing in a temple room. Prasad, Prasad. These type of sights, they create some type of samskara in the mind to see devotion in action. Because in Braj, devotion is in the hearts of not only the human beings, but also the animals and birds and monkeys. They also have devotion for Krishna. Mela there. And we all took a small portion also. This is our morning food for life program. Haridev Mandir. Dogs are dancing in a temple room. Prasad, Prasad. These type of sights, they create some type of samskara in the mind to see devotion in action. Because in Braj, devotion is in the hearts of not only the human beings, but also the animals and birds and monkeys. They also have devotion for Krishna. And they also display it. So when you see the devotion, even in the animals and birds of Braj, then you can wonder and question, well, is there any devotion in me? Do I have this rare substance called bhakti sampat? Bhakti sampat. Do I have this rare wealth sampat of bhakti? Is there any drops of this wealth in my heart? This rare treasure? We should hope so, or we'd like to think so. We have our doubts sometimes. When we see the animals dancing from Mahaprasadam, the dogs dancing and smiling, oh. Then you understand there's no doubt that they have bhakti in their hearts. They have devotion in their hearts. So maybe by the blessings of the dogs of Vrindavan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Kuta, dog. All glories to the dogs of Vrindavan, all glories to the pigs of Vrindavan, all glories to the cows of Vrindavan, all glories. There's a song, it's called Vrindavan Mahimamrita. That's the name of the song. And we're glorifying Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan. And then we say Kuta Kuta Pakshi Tota Mayur. Kuta Pakshi Kuta Mayur. All glories to the birds, to the parrots, to the dogs, to the peacocks of Vrindavan. They're all dancing for Krishna's pleasure. They're all carrying devotion in their heart. That we will come to realize as we stay in Braj. We will start to understand everyone has devotion here. Everyone has so much devotion for Krishna except me. Then you know you're advancing. But generally we have the idea, oh, I have so much devotion. I'm Bharo Bhakta. And what devotion these mice have. In this regard, I remember once I was staying in Radha Damodar, and I went up for darshan around midday, around noontime, and the curtain was closed, and the pujari was standing outside chanting his anik, his Sandhya Vandanam, Gayatri. And then he was finished, and I said, oh, it's Bhog, Thakurji Bhog? He said, yes, Damodar is taking Bhog. So he was standing there, I was standing there, leaning on the railing at the darshan area. Then one little mouse came running out. Little mouse came running out from under the curtain. I said, oh, who's that? I was making a joke. I said to Vajari, I said, Kone, who's that? And then he said, oh, you don't know. Don't you know? It's Barobakt. He says, Damodarka Barobakt. Barobakt is Bengali. Barobakt. 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 It means he's a big devotee. He's a big devotee of Damodar. Damodar is big bhakta, big devotee. I said, really? He's a big devotee. How so? How he's a big devotee? Oh, you don't know. When I bring in a big pot, this big bell metal plate of rice and big bell metal bowl of dal and sabji and eggplant and all these things, he's the first one to eat. He runs out and he starts eating. He reaches up in the bowl, he starts eating, even before Damodar. Even before I get the tulsi on the plate and do the Ganga Jal and all these things they do, purifying the dravya. He's there, he's munching away on the prasad. He's very big. Damodar likes him so much. He's eating every day lunch with Damodar. He's a very big devotee. And I said, yes, I have to stretch my appreciation a little bit. Yes, I have to. And then I start offering dandavats to that mouse. Because I realize that mouse is a very big devotee. I don't have such fortune. Damodar never calls me inside for lunch. Sometimes I would get a little mahaprasadam outside afterwards, after the artik. But to sit with the Lord face to face and eat from the same plate, that privilege I don't have. So this is a speciality. Even the mice of Vrindavan are much bigger devotees than we are. Hare Krishna. So tomorrow, we will hear, by the Lord's grace, the story of Gauranga accepts service from his god-brother.